Welcome back to another episode of Love Your Life Podcast. Wait. That was so last decade. This is now 2020. And with things changing, I decided that I was going to also change this podcast. If you don't know already, my name is Stephanie Lopez Gilmore, and I am a hormonologist. And so this podcast is going to be focusing on what I love to talk about most and what I specialize in, which is hormonal health. So welcome back to a new podcast and a brand new episode of Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life. Again, this is your host, Stephanie Lopez Gilmore, and I am so delighted that you are here listening to this new rebranded podcast. And if you are a previous listener to Love Your Life podcast, welcome back. Happy New Year. I am delighted to have you here. We are going to be doing deep dives into hormonal health and talking more about the things that I love, which is health and wellness, mental well-being, and spiritual well-being, so that you can be an amazing, beautiful woman that you are and having a sound mind, body, and soul. Sorry, guys, if you have been subscribing to my podcast, you might want to only tune into a few of the episodes, because we're going to be talking about the things that might make you feel uncomfortable, such as periods, such as sexuality, such as your fertility things, about being a mom and stuff like that. So let's tune in to today's episode. Hi, everyone. I am super excited. This is a brand new year. It is 2020. I'm feeling super refreshed and recharged and ready to get the ball rolling, really. I took the last 2 weeks or so off for vacation. I was in Tanzania and I saw pretty much all these cool animals that are behind me. Tons of elephants, tons of zebras. Unfortunately, didn't see any cheetahs, but got really close to some lions, got really close to some giraffes, and even saw some hyenas, water buffalo, trying to think of gazelles, like just a ton of awesome animals in the Serengeti and through my 5-day safari in Tanzania. And I'm super excited again to be back here and to start really working on some of the goals that I have set out for 2020. Not really big on New Year's resolutions, but really big on setting intentions and setting goals and smashing them. So one of the goals I have is to focus my podcast more on the topics that I love to talk about and what I specialize in, which is women's hormonal health. So this podcast name, if you haven't already seen, is going to be changing, or is in the process of changing, from Love Your Life Podcast to Balance Hormones, Balance Life. All right. Now, I want to give you this disclaimer. I don't really think that you can have a full-on balanced life, but I really believe in having a harmonious life, although balanced hormones, hormonious life didn't really sound really well. So I went with balanced hormones, balanced life. And so what you can expect in this podcast are a couple of things. First and foremost, I am planning as much as possible to not just have an audio version, but also a visual version of this. So you'll be able to listen to the podcast and then actually watch the video on my YouTube channel. So that is one of my goals, is to be more visible so that you can actually see who you are listening to. The other thing about that is, again, I really want to educate you women out there, my listening audience, more about how to balance your hormones naturally, and then also how to find some kind of balance in your life. Now, when you're thinking about balance, you're probably thinking like a 50-50 kind of thing, like the weighing of the scales. It's never going to be like that. There are going to be times in your life where work is going to take a precedent. There's going to be times in your life where family life is going to take a precedent. There's going to be times in your life where self-care is going to be imperative, and that's going to take a precedent. So don't ever think that it's going to be 50-50. Just know that there's different seasons in your life, and ultimately, we're trying to get you back to overall health and wellness, right? And that comes from a mind, body, soul approach. So as I have done in the past with my podcast with Love Your Life. We'll still have some meditations. We'll have some guest speakers. And I will be talking a little bit more about, you know, how to organize your life so that you can find that time to do the things that you want to do, sharing my journey along with that when it comes to organization, because I'm planning on tackling about a room a week or two, depending on how much organization that needs to be done in my house, and decluttering a lot. So I will be sharing that journey along with it. And if you're watching it on YouTube, hopefully if I have someone to record during that time, you'll be seeing the actual process of me decluttering and organizing things, or at least like before and afters when it comes to that. Other things is that I want to hear from you. You know, I've had this podcast for a while now, and so I really want to hear from you, my audience out there that is either viewing this or listening to the podcast. Tell me, what are some of the concerns you have regarding your hormonal life? What are some of the things that you struggle with as being a woman, as being a mom, you know, as being an entrepreneur, whatever it may be that you are looking to streamline, find a little bit of ease and comfort so that I can answer those questions or get a guest speaker on the show to talk about that. I like to talk about travel. So for the rest of this podcast, I'll tell you a little bit more about my recent travels to Tanzania and some of the awesome things that I have experienced. And I hope to inspire you to go on that trip. I have some footage from that, which I'm hoping to curate and put together on my YouTube channel. Bear with me. I'm not going to lie. I am not a video expert. So putting together clips from my trip might take some time. I was hoping to get it to you sometime soon, but if it doesn't come in until February, please, please, please bear with me and I will notify you when it's actually up. Again, video stuff is not my jam. It's not. Live and unedited podcasts and videos are more my thing, because I don't like going through the editing process. So if that sounds more like you, you are my girl, you're my homie, you can fully understand what I'm going through. All right, so a little bit about my awesome trip to Tanzania and why we decided to do it. So about, this is now, well, now we're in 2020, but about 4 years ago, my husband and I decided to start our traveling. We've always liked to travel. I've traveled ever since I was a kid. My mom worked for the airlines, so traveling has always been in my genes. Flying, I've been doing that since I was like 6 months old. So I never had an issue with being on an airplane, never have been scared to be on an airplane. I'm very comfortable with that. Prior to meeting my husband, I have traveled quite a lot. Not as much now that I've been married, but I had traveled a lot. I mean, we've gone to Mexico, I've been to Paris. Of course, Canada is right north of where I am. I can just drive there easily because I live in Detroit, Michigan. So Windsor, Ontario is probably like 30 minutes away. And I've also been to Jamaica a couple of times and I love it. I mean, I absolutely love traveling. So when I met my husband, I heard that he liked to travel a lot, didn't get an opportunity to travel as much as he wanted to, but would travel often with his friends for his annual ski trip, which typically is in February. So that was his big travel thing. And then he started to doing a lot of triathlons. And so he would try to pick triathlons that were out of state so we can use that as an excuse to travel. But when we got married, we wanted to travel internationally. And so our very first international trip was actually to Peru to climb Machu Picchu. And that's what we did for our honeymoon. And we did it in December because his job that he's currently working at closes between Christmas to New Year. So it just makes it very convenient in regards to taking the time off of work for him. Not so convenient when it comes to the cost of travel, because as you know, if you travel during the holidays, it's expensive. So that means that we are booking our flights and all of our hotels about 6 months in advance, because if you try to book closer to the holiday, there's no guarantee that you're going to get the best rates or the places that you really, really want. So that was our first trip. Beautiful, going to Machu Picchu. Absolutely loved it. loved the cultural experience, was blown away by the food and everything like that. And then from there, we decided that we liked spending the holidays in a different country. And of course, again, because his office shuts down, it just made sense to continue that. So since then, we've been to Costa Rica. We've been to Hawaii, which is not necessarily out of the country, but, you know, it's a flight to get to. One year we did not go out of the country. We just went to, we didn't fly anywhere. We went to Washington, D.C., which was like an 8-hour drive. And then this past year, 2019, we went all over the place. So we started like with Christmas/New Year, spending that time in Hawaii with his family. And then that February of 2019, he had his 10-year anniversary for his ski trip, in which the guys decided to go to Austria and to Germany. And he wanted me to come along because he was like, if I'm going to go internationally and go over to Europe, I would love to have you come along with me. So it was gorgeous. Not a big fan of the winter, but when you are in the Austrian Alps and you see how gorgeous it is, you can start to forget about the fact that it's cold outside. And actually, it was not that bad. It wasn't as cold as it gets here in Michigan. The weather was actually pretty decent, I have to say. And then from there, I last year went to Mexico and held my first international retreat down in Mexico with a few people. And that was in April. And then, of course, in 2019/2020, our trip for our big international trip was Tanzania. And so we were going back and forth between Tanzania and Patagonia because we love to hike. That's one of our favorite things to be, is in nature, hiking. And that was a goal that my husband wanted to do, was to climb Kilimanjaro. And so that's the reason why we had picked Tanzania to do that. So when we went to Tanzania, we actually spent a couple of days in Zanzibar. And then we flew like directly from Moshi, which is where Kilimanjaro is, and to Zanzibar, spent a couple of days there, came back to Moshi and did our safari. Unfortunately, we were not able to hike Kilimanjaro due to logistical things, and I'll explain that in a whole nother podcast episode, so stay tuned. I'll probably talk about that a little bit more next week and explain why that didn't happen. But anyways, it was gorgeous. The only downfall about this trip was Zanzibar is a beautiful island. It has a lot of tropical beaches, and we actually spent 2 days in Stone Town, which is where Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, I was about to say something completely different, but the lead singer of Queen grew up in. And it's really cool, has a lot of historical background. That's where the East African slave trade company, stuff have kind of gone in. And we, again, really, really enjoyed that time. And then we also did a spice tour because there's a lot of spices that are coming into that area. A lot of spices from India, a lot of spices from the Arabic cultures that have all kind of went in, which was really kind of interesting because as much spices that have come into the area, they don't really cook with as many of the spices. And I was a little bit disappointed, but I really enjoyed the spice tour to see like where cardamom is grown. I've seen in the past how they grow cinnamon. But just a lot of the herbs that I utilize all the time, or the spices that I use in my kitchen, where they come from, and having that educational background and actually being able to see it and taste it and everything else. So that was really cool. So that little history about like that. Zanzibar, we actually learned, means Zanza is black people, and then Bar is island. So Zanzibar is island of the black people. And at one point, Zanzibar and Tanzania were separated, but then they decided, or Zanzibar and Tanzania, sorry, about 40 years ago, were separated, and then they decided to unite. So Tanzania went from Tanzania to Tanzania because it actually means like the unity of Zanzibar and Tanzania. So now it has the same government, you know, it has two separate presidents still. Really confusing. I didn't really get my mind wrapped around that. But then again, you know, I was enjoying myself on vacation. So after going into Stonetown, we went a little bit further north. My husband got a chance to swim with the dolphins, which I wasn't too keen on because I thought it was gonna be more peaceful, like sleeping or swimming in a cove with all the dolphins. Although now I think about it, you know, I wouldn't be too happy with the dolphins being encapsulated into this cove. But we went out into the wild and they said it was a better option. And I didn't really like it because it was like these 20 speedboats just like chasing after the dolphins. And then 40 people hopping in with scuba gear into the water to go and see the dolphins and then hopping back out. It didn't make me exciting. Like, first of all, I didn't want to hop in and out constantly. And I felt bad that we were chasing after these poor dolphins and the mental well-being of the dolphins. And now I sound like I should be like a dolphin psychologist, but still, I wasn't too keen on that aspect of it. I did like those at one point when we in our trip in Zanzibar, we got a chance to go to this awesome natural aquarium where there was 30, I think, sea turtles of all different sizes. And so it's an actually a rescue where the sea turtles go after they have been caught up in like the fisherman's nest, the fishermen bring them in there. And there are veterinarians that help treat the sea turtles with all the cuts around their neck and around the fins to make sure that they are fully healed. They get all the nutrients that they need to have, all the food and everything else. You can actually go in there and swim with them. You can pet them and everything. And then they release them all at once. So they were actually being released, I think 6 months after they have all been treated, they go back and they get released. So that was a really cool opportunity to go and do that. And when we went there, I think they were being released a couple of weeks after we left, which was really nice experience. And Zanzibar, again, surrounded by islands. So it was really hot, very tropical. The weather was about, I would say the heat index was like 102, very beautiful. But unfortunately, I ended up getting sick drinking the milkshake. I got food poisoning and was sick for about 4 days. Three of the days I was feeling really crappy. One of the days I was feeling a little bit better and then it went back into feeling really crappy. So all the time that we were sitting by this beautiful beach and we had this gorgeous outlook where we can walk out of a balcony and the beach was right there, I didn't get to really enjoy it too much. I think I went swimming once because I spent most of my time in the hotel room and like running to the bathroom to be sick. So it's not fun whatsoever. Luckily, I felt better by the time we went onto the safari because hopping around in the Jeep and camping is never going to be fun when you are feeling really crappy and having food poisoning, right? So the safari was gorgeous. So happy I went. I would suggest anyone that's going to do a safari, probably doing 3 days. 5 days was a little bit much, but you get to see a lot and you get to realize that some of the animals, like these zebras over here, they're not as unique as you thought. I was looking forward to seeing a couple animals, and then after seeing like hundreds of zebras, hundreds of wildebeest, I'm like, and gazelles and stuff like that, I'm like, impalas, I'm like, I'm good. Like, they're not as unique as I thought they were. We did get to see the Great Migration in the Serengeti. That was absolutely gorgeous. So we're driving down this main road, and we see thousands of animals just migrating and grazing and everything else. And then you would see every once in a while at this clearing of all the animals in like this big open space where there was none of the animals there. And if you looked really, really hard, you could see a lion, which was really cool. And we got really close to some lions. We got really close to elephants, really close to giraffes. So that was a really awesome experience. And one of the nights that we went out and camped, we were, and this was like in the Serengeti, we were about 100 yards from some lions that were sleeping up in the tree. And we actually could hear them in the middle of the night roaring, which was really cool and frightening at the same time, because it was one of those things like, well, what happens if the lion comes through the camp and decides to, mess with the tent or something like that? Like, what do you do in those situations? So we asked our tour guide that, and he's like, look, hundreds of people come to this campsite. They're not going to be bothering you. He's like, yeah, but the lions of Tsavo back in the 1800s, they killed like 30 people on record and suspecting 130 people. So what if these lions, there's always that chance, right? There's always that chance. Luckily, nothing happened. We did hear around 3 o'clock in the morning, some hyenas, they do this whooping noise and then they follow by a laughter. So we heard that, and that was quite unsettling, because at that time I like woke up prior to it and I was like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. And then I heard that noise. And then I was like, probably not a good time to be going to the bathroom and getting out the tent to go to the little bathroom area, but you know, it was not that far away. So I waited a little while, woke up my husband, and was like, hey, tap, tap, like, hey, I have to go to the bathroom and I need you to go with me so I don't get attacked by a lion or a hyena. So that was probably the most exhilarating bathroom break. My husband and I, we went to the bathroom. We were like looking all over the place for these animals. We were very cautious. We came back into the tent. It was like, oh my gosh, that was like the most exhilarating experience ever. So that was cool. It's cool and frightening all at the same time. But overall, beautiful. The safari is gorgeous. So if you ever get a chance to do a safari, I would highly recommend that you do it. Tanzania is a really great spot to be able to do the safari and just to visit, because if you are interested in adventure, you can do Kilimanjaro. You know, you can go to the Zanzibar and see the islands. You can do a safari. You can do all that stuff in that area. They have a lot of beautiful hot springs. The people there are super nice. Crime rate is really, really low. Especially I've heard like the crime rate is a lot lower than in other countries, like in Kenya and South Africa. Kenya is a bordering state. So people, again, very nice. The only thing I was a little disappointed on, and again, I'm a foodie, of course, because I'm a nutritionist, was the food. But I think the thing is that my husband and I had very low expectations when we went to Peru. And we were blown away by the food that we had, even like at campsites when we were hiking Machu Picchu, and then at the continental breakfast and everything, we were just blown away by the food in Peru. So going to Tanzania, I kind of looked around and saw what kind of food they had, and it had a lot of the Indian and a lot of the Arabic influences. And so I was really excited to try the food and was a little disappointed in the actual meals. The only meal that we really, really enjoyed flavor profile-wise was the Ethiopian meal we had. And at that place is where I had the milkshake that gave me food poisoning. So I can't really tell you that I really enjoyed it. Yes, I enjoyed the meal, but I didn't enjoy the after effects of the meal. So that was a little bit of a bummer. So I am going to wrap up because I just wanted to, again, welcome you all into 2020. Welcome the new listeners to this podcast. Again, the podcast is going to be changing from Love Your Life Podcast, which was a very general thing, into more specific, which is going to be more about balancing your hormones, balancing your life. So sorry for the guys that are out there that might be listening to this podcast. This is going to be going into way more hormonal health things, way more talking about, you know, how as a woman to be able to balance your work life and your personal life or your family life, the struggles of being an entrepreneur or being a stay-at-home mom or being, I guess, a mompreneur, whatever you want to call it, right? Those kind of things. How do you stay sound mind, body, and soul? How do you deal with the stresses? Meditations to help doing that. Meditations to help heal the womb space. And then talking a little bit more, you know, giving you some more information in regards to that so that you'll be able to balance your hormones, increase your fertility, increase your sex drive, and not feel debilitated by being a woman, you know, and dealing with this monthly thing that we are dealing with. And, you know, or if you're not dealing with a monthly cycle, how to regulate your body out so that you can have that monthly cycle and not have to rely on birth control pills and procedures in order to get that balance in your life. So cool things that are coming in 2020. It's a new year. It's a new decade. I'm super excited. And again, I want to hear from you. So please go over to whatever your listening platform is. Leave a comment and review. Let me know in that review if there are certain topics that you'd like for me to discuss. If it's a little bit more personal, feel free to send me an email at info@stephanielopezgilmer.com. I will leave it in the comment section for this podcast. So again, you don't have to worry about like writing it down. Simply send me an email and say like, hey, I listened to your podcast. I have some questions when it regards to hormonal health. I would love for you to be able to address these things on air, or if it's a little bit more personable and you don't want to be addressed on air, I completely understand that. Feel free to send me an email and say like, hey, you would like some more information in regards to this or what your concerns are. You know, maybe we'll hop on a quick 15-minute call, or am I going to more of extensive 90-minute session to talk more and more in regards to that? Please also like my Facebook page. I do 2 Facebook Lives there, and then starting in 2020, for those that are tuning in to my Facebook Lives, especially the ones on Sundays, you will have the opportunity to hop on a phone call with me and discuss a little bit more in depth in regards to what is going on in your health and answer any of those kind of questions. So I'm going to be giving up some slots for those people who are really interested in taking it to the next step. But you need to like my Facebook page in order to get access to those lives so that you know when I go live and be able to have that opportunity to actually get onto those phone calls with me, because I'm going to be opening up my schedule for a few hours a week so that we can hop onto those quick phone calls and answer those questions, and you get to, you know, get a little bit more information in regards to your overall health or your, in particularly, your hormonal health. All right, everyone, I will see you all next week. And again, thanks for tuning in to this podcast, being a listener. If this is your first time or if you've been listening since day one, I truly, truly appreciate you. And I hope you have a great new year. And I will see you all next week. Bye.